This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
The Sun is the major source of life and energy for our planet, and it's also the source of a few misconceptions. Now, here's two of them. Well, first, most of us know that the Sun does nuclear burning to get its energy. And we also know that nuclear bombs get a huge amount of energy from a tiny amount of mass. So, how come that, weight for weight, the Sun puts out less energy than the compost pile in your backyard? Second, most of us know that light travels really quickly. We might not know exactly that light travels at close to 300,000 kilometres in each second, but most of us know that it's really, really fast. So, how come? Once light has been generated deep inside the Sun, it crawls to the surface at about 0.25 millimetre each second. First, let's deal with the Sun being less energetic than a compost pile. The Sun is a seething ball of hot gas about 150 million kilometres away. The Sun is such a mighty beast that in 11.5 seconds, it dumps enough energy on our little planet to satisfy all of our earthly energy needs for a whole day. Every second, the Sun burns 620 million tonnes of hydrogen and turns it into around 616 million tonnes of helium. Now that leaves about 4 million tonnes missing. 3 million of those tonnes are turned into energy like heat and light, obeying Einstein's famous E equals mc squared equation. And 1 million tonnes are spewed out from that throbbing ball of hot gas as high-energy charged particles, particles such as protons and electrons. Now, let me just give you a handle on how much mass the Sun has burnt so far. The Sun is just over 4.5 billion years old. It's about halfway through its lifespan. So far, it has burnt the equivalent of about 100 times the mass of the Earth, but the Sun is massive. Its mass is around 330,000 times the mass of the Earth. So 100 times the mass of the Earth, well, hardly makes a dent. Now, this nuclear burning of hydrogen doesn't happen everywhere in the Sun. No, about 99% of it happens down in the central quarter of the Sun. This central core has a temperature of around 16 million degrees, and is around 10 times more dense than gold or lead, and its core is around 25 times bigger than the Earth. Under these extreme conditions of temperature and density, a hydrogen atom collides with another hydrogen atom to make a single helium atom, and it releases a huge amount of energy. The power output of the core of the Sun is about 280 watts per cubic metre. That's almost three of the old 100-watt light bulbs. On a power-per-volume basis, it's a lot less than your body emits, which is about 100 watts, and about the same as a compost pile. But how can it possibly be so low? After all, a relatively small hydrogen bomb, such as the American W88, has the explosive power of just under 500,000 tons of TNT. And fits into the volume of a rollaway wheelie bin. So, if the Sun does nuclear burning, how come it generates less power, volume for volume, than a hydrogen bomb? The answer is surprising. Yes, the Sun does do nuclear burning of hydrogen atoms, but only very occasionally. How occasionally? Well, on average, any given hydrogen atom will run into another hydrogen atom only once every 5 billion years. Yes, the Sun's core does do nuclear burning, but only very sparsely, with the reactions few and far between. Luckily, the core of the Sun is enormous, so even though it's only as powerful as a compost pile, there's enough energy given off to keep our planet warm. So, now that we know how lazy the Sun is, let's see how slow is the light that it makes for us next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?